This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Pirates will know on Sunday who will represent them. No starters named for the Pirates tonight. Line drive to left toward the corner, and this ball is fair and gone. Home run, Rowdy Tellez. He snuck it right down the left field line and over the wall for a home run. 3-1 Pirates.
Let's get rowdy in Pittsburgh. Tellez homered, was on base multiple times in this game. Though the Cardinals did come back, Pirates were able to also come back, tie it in extras, and then end up winning it 5-4. Now the series is split, a game apiece. Third and final game is later today. Pirates, Cardinals, and that game's going to be at 12:35 this afternoon. Welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. Pirates win 5-4 against the Cardinals. Pirates claw back a little bit in the wild card standings. And the race remains tight. It's good to see that the Pirates are still kind of swirling. I'm glad that they didn't just absolutely fall off. They did well. And they're keeping pace with what they've been doing all season. It's still frustrating that they're circling the same area. They're not breaking through, but they're not falling off, and that's something to be grateful for. And they forced a rubber match, and they won their last couple, I believe. So they right now are on a good trend of pitching in rubber matches, pitching in series tied game threes. And let's see, Pirates three back now of the third wildcard spot. The Padres won their most recent game, and the Cardinals lost yesterday, so the Cardinals back to that third wildcard spot. Mets are a game and a half out. And that's where we are. I mean, it's still June. It's not June anymore. Yeah, June went by fast. It's July. It's now into July. We're still in technically in the first half of the year. We're pre-All-Star break this season. And so I will begin to maintain that there's still time, although I still have my opinion otherwise. But I've kind of taken on to that opinion. I mean, I've heard other people say it. I focused on the wildcard standings a lot because I just like to put in position and put in perspective where the Pirates are and why these series are important. And I think it's extra important now even to emphasize that because they're playing the Cardinals and they could push the Cardinals right out of one of those spots. But I'll calm down a bit. I mean, I've heard some feedback from you guys, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'll take a step back on the wild card race. Now they do have to break through at some point. They do have to do better than they've been doing to push into the playoffs. That's a fact. But, you know, whether they do it now or in September, I don't know. Does it really matter when they do it, if they do it? Maybe not. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, where they are. If you have an opinion, you're welcome to call. As always, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. We're going to talk about the Pirates a good bit here because I have a theory on winning formulas for the Pirates that I want to go over in a bit here. If you want to call and talk about the hot dog eating contest as well, you're welcome to. That's honestly, I'm feeling a little worse for wear this morning. My forearms are very tight. As soon as I went home, I took a nap, and then I went out, and I had some beverages, and I'm sure that didn't help, but it felt good at the time. I had a soda and one of those adult beverages, and it was fun. It was a fun night, and then I woke up this morning, and it's, not feeling great. I mean, in the moment, though, eating those hot dogs was fun, and then you just got to the, I mean, that's a quarter pound of hot dog. I didn't realize. And so for all of you that I told that I could eat 18, that was a bit of a stretch there. I really do think I could have put down 10 of the small ones. But the quarter pound ones, they took you down fast. And like I said in my interview, I didn't pace myself well. But that was a lot of fun. I'm going to see if I can work on this morning getting some audio to that video that we had on our YouTube stream. Just so you guys can have that, somewhere. So I'll work on that this morning for you because I know I heard that there wasn't sound on the live stream. And I feel bad, personally, even though it wasn't my fault. But I'll see what I can work on there for you guys. But also, that was a lot of fun. It was a good time. And will I do it again next year? Absolutely. I'll pace myself better, though. I really thought I could just go in and tear into a bunch of hot dogs, which I did quickly, but too quickly. And T-Bird does not have an X account, and that's very upsetting. Everybody wanted to congratulate him, and they're asking him if he has an account. And I realized he didn't have one to tag. He's a very nice man. He's relatively new here. I met him at the Five Alarm Marathon, and he's a good dude. And coming out of nowhere. No, I like him. He's cool. And Donnie and I finished with five quarter-pound hot dogs. Man. It was quite a time. It was a good time. Doing that hot dog eating contest yesterday. So thank you all for watching and listening. And I think we're definitely going to do that again next year because that was a lot of fun. But I had to listen to my body. I really did not want to throw up on a live broadcast. Would not have looked great. So quite a challenge, those quarter-pound hot dogs. Try it for yourself, too, this 4th of July if you still haven't bought your hot dogs yet. They're a lot. They are a lot. Okay, hot dog eating contest talk over. I guess if you want to call and talk about it, you can. 412-928-9370. What you thought, if you were surprised, if you thought it was a good idea, or if you'd watch it again or listen to it again next year, let me know. 412-928-9370 and on X at Callas underscore 33. All right, we're going to focus on the Pirates a little bit, actually most of the time this morning, but we're going to focus on different aspects of this team. But there's one prominent one that I want to go over first. So yesterday I said, I think I've maintained this opinion for a little while now, is that when O'Neill Cruz, yes, because Donnie and I were talking about, would you rather have Ellie De La Cruz or O'Neill Cruz? And I said, I don't think Ellie De La Cruz is that much better than O'Neill Cruz. Ellie steals more bases. But other than that, their averages are pretty much the same. Their home runs are pretty much the same. Their offensive output, for the most part, is pretty much the same. They're very similar stats. So I'm not giving up on O'Neill Cruz. I think Ellie's got his moments, too, where he goes and gets streaky. And, I mean, that's kind of what Cruz does. Cruz is streaky. Ellie is streaky. They both have similar outputs. There's no reason to yearn for Ellie De La Cruz. He's exciting when he's hot, yeah, but then when he's not hot, like, nobody's paying attention to him. Nobody cares about him when he's not hot. And there are stretches right now where he also mightily struggles for the Reds, too. When he was hot, I mean, they were winning 10 in a row last season. I brought this up, too. When he was hot last season, I mean, the Reds were thriving. They had won 10 in a row. They were on a real hot streak. Cruz gets figured out by the lead, or De La Cruz, I'm sorry, over there. Not to confuse the two. De La Cruz slows down over there last season, and he's not hitting. Nobody on the Reds is hitting. They lose 10 in a row. So they were in a secure playoff spot, and they had it. And I know a lot of people out there scrutinize the Pirates for being 20-8 at one point, you know, early on in the season after April, or in the month of April, they were 20-8 at one point, and they fell off. I mean, Pittsburgh guys. I mean, we're gonna scrutinize the Pirates because that's the team we root for, but the Reds had won 10 in a row, and then they also lost 10 in a row that same season late, and it pushed them out of a playoff spot. So that can also correlate to Ellie De La Cruz, and you know, he was hot before, he was doing a lot of exciting things, and then the league figured him out. He got cold. Reds don't win games. Not only they don't win games, they had lost 10 in a row down a stretch. And it was very ugly for them. So I think that the same principle can apply to the Pirates, where O'Neal Cruz, when he's doing well, the Pirates do better when he's hitting. Now, yesterday he put the bat on the ball pretty consistently, very well, and he got two hits as a result. And one hit was huge. It was in the extra innings, bottom of the 10th. He roped a line drive down into right field and got the winning run home for the Pirates to win 5-4. So when he's on, when he's putting good swings on the ball, and that over-the-shoulder catch, too, he had early on, that was great. When he's on, when he's performing well, when he's hitting, when he's fielding well, this team just seems to do better. And I think it's because maybe subconsciously in their heads, or maybe the way that the lineup is constructed, the way that the team's constructed, whether the players are aware or not, I think we as fans definitely expect this, but he was expected to come into this season and be the guy, be the ultimate power threat in that lineup that you needed to make the lineup threatening. And last year I said this over and over again, is that I really thought the Pirates would have maintained a winning stretch if they had O'Neal Cruz in the lineup, because when he's in the lineup, he is a threat. You know, he's somebody that I think pitchers should fear. And in some cases, I do think pitchers fear him, because when he's hot, like, I mean, you see what he can do. Blast a ball into the river, hit a line drive 100-plus miles off the bat. So last year, I mean, that was the hypothetical. Man, if we had O'Neal Cruz, it would be so much better. They'd do so much better. And now we're looking at this season, when he's not on, when he's not putting good swings on the ball, when he's cold, they don't do as well. So I feel like maybe his absence last season made this blatant. You need him to produce, and without him, there's no threat in the lineup. Or at least there wasn't when the season started. And a lot of guys got cold last year, so maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration by me. He's one of the only hitters in your lineup that is real scary and real frightening. Now he's just got to maintain consistency, but I've noticed that this season too, where he's been off, you know, where he's struggled, or when he's not hitting, or when he makes errors in the field, the team just overall does not do well. It feels like they respond better when he's one of the guys in the lineup contributing consistently. Is that an unfair expectation? Maybe. I mean, this really is his first full season in the majors when you think about it. Before, he hadn't had too large of a sample size in the majors. So maybe it's unfair to think that he could just come in and hit 40 home runs when the arc of his career is still on an upward trend. But at the same time, we're seeing here, it seems like the roster is constructed for him to be one of the catalysts in this lineup. And when he doesn't do well, they don't do well. So I've just noticed that. I'm not willing to give up on him. I think that, you know, in time and with more experience, he'll become more consistent. And that's just something that's got to come with time and a little bit of patience. His focus, though, I mean, that's something, too. And we can't prove where he is mentally. We can just look at examples of things that he's done in the field and speculate on our own. And it's fine to do that because there are times where he's looked disengaged. And there's times where he's just doesn't seem like he's in tune with the sport. There's times where he's done awkward things that you know, frustrate us. And so those are all fair criticisms as well. And maybe it's a mental block by him. I don't know. Maybe he just hasn't adjusted to the majors yet. There's been a lot of scrutiny from national guys as well, and I think it's warranted in some cases. He just has looked bad doing certain things in the field. He has looked bad swinging the bat at times. But really, I do believe that he could figure it out enough. And it's games like yesterday that inspire me. I mean, he saw one pitch in extra innings and sent it into right field. And got the Pirates to win. Got another hit there. And he put good swings on many pitches in the game yesterday. He only got two hits for it, but he swung the bat well. So I'm good. I mean, I'm good with him right now. When he has performances like that, it's great, and it's extra great to see how much he influences this Pirates lineup. I think that's part of what Ben Cherington was talking about. I still think that they should go out and acquire somebody big to stick in the middle of the lineup, but I think that's part of what Ben Cherington was talking about, that they have to get better within. Like, they have to trust that O'Neill Crew is one of their top prospects. Has to hit like he was projected to hit and play like he was projected to play. Not play disengaged, not play borderline lazy. I won't call him outright lazy, especially after seeing what the Steelers did last season with two, you know, receivers not blocking. But, I'll rarely call athletes lazy. I don't want to say that he's lazy. I just think that, you know, he's disengaged. You can be disengaged and not lazy, I think. And so I'll call him disengaged. There are moments where it seemed like he's been disengaged, but that's everybody on the team this season. And for that, I would say, or I would argue that that they just got to get through that mental block. And they can't get through that mental block. It's tough. It's tough, though. It's a tough Pirate season. Everybody's got to get through that mental block and push through. There have been times where the season has been immensely exciting. There have been times where these guys have seemed like they don't want to play. Again, it's not good. I would argue, though, that is on the manager at times as well. Make sure that these guys are engaged the whole time. Now, Shelton said the right things prior to the game on Tuesday. Then they ended up pretty much laying an egg. I mean, they were making a comeback, but it was a rough one. It was a rough game. It was nice to see that, though, yesterday. It was refreshing to see them put out the performance they did. They clawed back. They were down early. They took a lead. Game was tied late. They lost the lead in the 10th, but they were able to win it, score two in the bottom of the 10th. That's what's good to see. And I think just to put a wrap on this one, O'Neill Crews, I think, when he does well, he's a catalyst, and he's somebody that the Pirates really should be relying on to do well, and I think that he's got to understand that too and know that when he's on, they're doing well. There's one more guy in the lineup too that I could say the same thing about, and he also had a big game yesterday, even bigger than Cruz's. And we got to talk about him because I have a refreshed opinion on this gentleman, and we're going to talk about that next. You can call me at any time, 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Carey-Callis. Good morning. Nice talking to you this morning. You can join the conversation at any time, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. I'll be back right after this. It's the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry Kellis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happy 4th of July, by the way. Happy Independence Day. But the sports world does not stop. Well, for some holidays it does, but not many anymore. And 4th of July is not one of those. The Pirates play today at 12:35, so you can enjoy your Independence Day with a matinee game, a matinee rubber match between the Pirates and the Cardinals. And if you want to listen to that game on the radio, you can do it over on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Kitty K, I believe. I actually don't know if... No, it is. No, I lied. Hold on now. Okay, because it's a holiday. So we're going to broadcast Pirates game right here on 93.7 The Fan. That's unusual for a matinee, but it makes sense because it's a holiday. So as a matter of fact, Dan Zangrilli will host the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 11:40 today. So my apologies. At 11:40, he'll be right here on 93.7 The Fan giving you Pirates baseball. So there you go. There you have it. Listen to the game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Rubber match, Pirates-Cardinals at 12:35. Our coverage starts at 11:40. Awesome. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. You can get up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions apply and can be found at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 86, low of 71, 65% chance of rain. That's not going to come until later, though. The forecast looking mostly... It's going to be overcast throughout the day, but a 65% chance of rain throughout the day at any time. Then tomorrow, high of 87, low of 70, 60% chance of rain. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So, hello again. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Got a few more minutes with you here. And if you want to join the conversation on this 4th of July, you can at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I also understand that only crazy people like me wake up at 5 in the morning, or before 5 in the morning sometimes, too, on a holiday to do work. But, you know, I mean, I get to talk about sports, so can't feel all that bad, right? And it doesn't. I love talking to you guys, and I love having these conversations. Love talking baseball. I love following baseball, and I love being here. So it's nice to be with you this morning. So if you're crazy, though, and you're up at this hour in the morning, you can also talk to me. What are you doing for the 4th of July? Do you like fireworks? I thought Donnie had an interesting conversation yesterday with me, and we were talking about it. You know, some of the public shows I like, they're fine. I don't get to see them too often. Donnie worked in baseball for the West Virginia Black Bears for a little while there, and they would have fireworks nights pretty frequently. So if you're an employee who has to put on these fireworks shows or be around the fireworks shows consistently, I can understand how they could lose their luster after a while. But then there's neighbors that are susceptible to setting off fireworks, and that to me would be a little much, I'd say. If one of my neighbors next door was lighting fireworks and leaving debris, you know, in my yard and around the neighborhood, I would not be too pleased with that. But overall, fireworks, good thing. I like fireworks. I don't think they're overrated. I think they're legit. It's nice to see those and anticipate those because I don't see them very often. I'm sure you don't either. But if you were an employee of a baseball team like the Pirates or the West Virginia Black Bears or anywhere in baseball, you know, our baseball teams love to set off those fireworks. So I can get it. I can understand that perspective. All right, we got a caller on the line, 412-928-9370. Wants to talk, and as a matter of fact, actually, no, they went away. So, oops. Callback, why not? One more player I want to highlight for their performance in yesterday's game, and I was talking about O'Neal Cruz. When he's hot, the Pirates do well. That seems like a correlation that's fair to make there. When he's hot, the Pirates do well. Another player that I think that could apply to is Rowdy Tellez, who went 3-for-4 yesterday, ran the bases well, hit a home run, drove himself in because it was a solo home run, but he scored twice throughout the game. Again, 3-for-4, 3 hits and 4 at-bats. When he's on, I think the Pirates do well too. And I have a theory. Now, Rowdy Tellez is heating up, and whatever advice he got that wasn't, I guess, wasn't on the Pirates, the Pirates were trying to help him out. They couldn't. You know, he went back to something that he did before he was on the Pirates, and in his swing, fixed his mechanics, went back to something that was working before, and lo and behold, he's doing better, which seems like a theme for the Pirates this season, which is frustrating. Players are going to outside help to make adjustments, and they're doing better. And so I owe Rowdy Tellez, I think, an apology first and foremost. I was blaming him a lot for his failures when it might have actually been the coaching staff on the team failing him. Because, I mean, that's with every player, it seems like it's been this season, or like most players. McCutchen's a veteran. There's not too much he's got to tweak. He's been getting on base. He's been doing his job out of the top of the order. Ryan Reynolds always starts his season in June, so he might be an outlier. But, I mean, Tellez, Nick Gonzalez, Jack Swinski to an extent, Henry Davis, kinda. I mean, all these guys who went to outside help to fix their swings, and then they have actually fixed their swings. I mean, I'm confident Rowdy Tellez now can be a consistent middle of the order hitter. He can be a 4 or 5 hitter that can produce. I mean, before he just looked so lost. Now he doesn't look lost. A slight fix in his mechanics, got his timing together. Now he's hitting the ball. And he's doing it consistently. He's been getting hits pretty well. So I apologize to him. Maybe it's the team that was failing him. But when he's on too, this team seems to do better. I mean, that stretch of games at the end of April and the beginning of May where they just weren't hitting and they were losing. They lost 7 in a row and they were just down. I don't want to feel that way anymore. I want to feel more like these games yesterday where, you know, they could have lost and it was close. And it was scary, but they fought back and they clawed back and they won. And they did it with a whole host of characters. Reynolds and Cruz. Hayes even had 2 hits, drove in a run. But Tellez going 3-for-4 with a homer. That's awesome. I got to see more of that from him. And so my final synopsis, I think, on the whole thing, because I guess you could apply it to anybody. If any one player hits, the team has a better chance of winning. That's for sure. And they were clutch hitting yesterday, the Pirates were. To stay in it, they fell down late, but they came back, worked through some mistakes, and they beat the Cardinals in a big game, in a big series. I think that the Pirates need at least 2 hitters in every game to do well for them to win. Like, 2 hitters need to shine, not just one. They can't rely on just one person. They need a Cruz and a Tellez, that kind of pairing. They need a Reynolds and a Tellez, or Reynolds and Cruz. All paired with McCutchen getting on base to be in position to score from the top of the order. They need 2 guys on. They need 2 guys to hit well in every game to do well. That's my first theory. And I also think that they need to score in more than one inning throughout the game. And they did that yesterday too. They got 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 7th, and then they knocked home 2 in the 10th to come back and win. Everything about yesterday showed good signs. And maybe my theories will hold. And I think that's what I look at. And I think they need 2 guys on at any given time. They need 2 guys to be up to the plate producing runs. They can't have just one person doing it all. And they can't score all their runs in just one inning and then that's it. They've got to score throughout the game. They've got to put pressure on the pitchers throughout the entire game. And only then will they have consistent success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.